Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Welcome to the show, everyone. You are listening to Believe, Australian Paranormal and UFO Radio. My name is Cade Moyer, and thanks for tuning in. If you've had an encounter, get in touch with me. My email address is believe@ccradio.com.au, or you can message me on Facebook at facebook.com/believeUFOradio. If you enjoy this episode, there are a few things you can do to help the show. Firstly, you can go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating and review. Or you can share the show around social media with your friends and family, and that will help us grow. Thanks for joining me tonight. I have a really great episode lined up for you. Tonight I have Ron joining us, and Ron is from my home state of Queensland. A little while ago, I was having a lazy Sunday and I was watching some TV show called Monsters Among Us on Amazon Prime, and I noticed they had an episode on Yowies. So naturally, I switched it on and Ron was actually featured on the show. So I reached out to Ron on Facebook and found out that he's actually a Yowie explorer. So he goes out into the bush with a small team in an effort to find out more about the Yowie. And because of this, Ron has actually provided me with some of the evidence that he's captured from sound recordings to photographs. So if you want to check these out, just jump onto our website and have a look for this episode. But before we get into that, let's talk about some iTunes 5-star ratings and reviews. So each week I will read out a new 5-star review that's left for me on iTunes. So if you want your review out, simply jump on iTunes, leave me a 5-star review, and let me know what you enjoy about the show, and I might just read it out on the next episode. So this week's 5-star review comes from Murkification from the United States, and he says, "What the people want. First-hand experiences, sharing their experiences. Just what the people ordered." So that's actually my good friend Tony Merkel, and he's the host of the Confessionals podcast. So if you enjoy this show, you will absolutely love his podcast, and I highly recommend checking it out, as it was actually the inspiration for me to start this podcast. But for now, let's get into Ron's encounter. So tonight I'm joined by Ron, and Ron is a Yowie explorer. He's actually located down on the Sunshine Coast. Ron, thanks for coming on the show, mate.
Yeah, no problem, Kate.
And what got you into Yowie exploring, mate?
Oh, well, probably about 30 years ago, we used to do a lot of trail bike riding and bush bashing in cars. And we used to come across some strange stuff out in the bush. This is down on the central coast of New South Wales. And we'd find trees, anything from 4 to 6 foot off the ground, snapped, like, I mean, totally snapped, as thick as your leg, but not only snapped, but twisted. We thought, you know, well, that's strange. And then we used to swim at this swimming hole, and a couple of the guys reckon they saw a hairy monster there, and we used to just laugh it off and all that sort of thing. But sometimes you'd really get a strange feeling there, like as if something was watching you. That sort of went on back then. And then probably about 25 years ago, I was walking down a track to a friend's place. This is about 10 o'clock in the morning. And it was thick bush to the left of me. And as I'm walking down, I could hear this grunting and snorting, like only probably 10 yards into the bush to my left. And I thought, no, that's a bit weird. There's no wild pigs here. And I'd stop and it'd stop. Like it was stalking you. You could hear it going through the bush. And I just kept going and it was following me for probably 30, 40 yards and then it just peeled off. And I thought, oh, you know, a tick. But now looking back, like the last 5 years, I've really started getting into it and looking around. And now I think back to those times that I did come across those strange things, it's all starting to make sense. So we got a group of us together. A lady had messaged on AYR site. She said, look, we went stargazing at an area west of the Sunshine Coast. And she said, like, it was about 10 o'clock at night and they were in this creek and they heard all this rock clacking all around them, like it was deafening, she said. And she didn't know what it was. So there was three of them and they started hightailing out of there. And whatever it was, she couldn't tell you how many there was, but both sides of the track on the way out, they were getting stalked and they had rocks thrown at them for probably 300 yards back to the car park. And she messaged AYR and said, look, what's this? And I put my hand up and thought, oh, I'll go out with this and check it out. So we went out a couple of weeks later and we're walking down this track and you can hear these things on both sides, like just to the back on either side of you, like I'd say 10, 15 yards behind you, but to the left and right. And you can hear them as plain as day walking through. And you'd stop, they'd stop. And then you'd have the odd, the size of a bonker, I suppose, marble, come through the bush and just land at your feet. So we thought, oh, well, we've got a bit of action here. So we go down to the creek bank and we'd sit there and listen. And you can hear them shuffling around in the bushes. And you're shining torches in there, mate, and you just can't see anything, which we found quite weird because where the noise was coming from, we should have picked this up. You know what I mean? And we get down to the creek bank there and we're listening away and thought, oh, we'll move on. It's like it's a kilometre round circuit to go on. And we walked over this bridge just after the creek and two of us guys were a bit further ahead and we're standing on the bridge and next thing, whack, massive rock hits the side of the bridge from this creek bed. We got high-powered torches. We shone these torches all the way up that creek bed from the side. We couldn't see a thing. So whatever threw it was pretty well camouflaged and could throw a fair way. And so we kept going and got out of there that night. And another night we went down through there and we had the same thing again. Like you sort of know they're there when you get out of the car because, like, there's no crickets, no sound at all. Like, it's just dead quiet.
So they kind of evacuate the area around there.
Yeah. Every time we've had full-on action, there has been no crickets, nothing. It's just you could hear a pin drop. So, you know, we sort of know it's pretty well going to be on when we go through there. And another time there, we were walking through, this is about 10 o'clock at night, and we got to the creek bank again, and there was 28 rock stacks in the creek. Right, now this is an area you can only get to virtually with four-wheel drive, and you've got to walk, oh, I'd say 500 metres to this creek, and the amount of time that it must have taken to put these rock stacks up, we were only there 36 hours before, there would have had to have been 30 people working on these rock stacks. And like, we've got photos and all that of them, all different sizes. I think the highest rock stack was about 4 foot high. And while they were all there, that's when we got most of the action. For some reason, I don't know whether these rock stacks have anything to do with whatever was out there. And another strange thing too, there's a section of the track where we lose power on our audio and video. It just shuts down. They're fully charged and it just shuts down, and you walk about another 20 yards and they power up again. I'm bewildered as to what that is. I don't know.
And does that happen every time you walk through that area?
No, not every time. It's happened probably, out of probably 40 times. It's happened probably 10, maybe 11 times.
That's a fair few amount, and it's enough to really make you start to question what's going on there.
Yeah, exactly. And another time there, me and a friend, Dee, we were walking through there one afternoon after work, and we were hearing all these strange noises, mate, like, I couldn't describe it, like whistles and cat calls, all that sort of thing. We just thought it might have been a cat burping, and we get as far as the creek, and on the other side of the creek there's a ridge, and we're standing there, this is about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and next thing we hear this massive snap of a branch up on the top of the ridge. And we look up, and all the bushes were shaking, and we saw the girth of something move across the top behind the tree, and it was a light tan colour. And, you know, we thought, well, it's time to go. We're not hanging around here now. So we got out of there that day, and then probably, it would have been about the fourth previous time that we went out, there was three of us. There was a guy in front. He had a video. There was me in the middle, and I was at the back of the back. And we were looking down the track, and two massive rocks dropped to the right of the guy in front on the video. He turned to the right, and Dee and I were looking straight ahead. And this thing, I'll call it a thing because I'm glad I know what it was, about 30 yards in front of us, comes straight across the track. Now, the track's probably 15 foot wide. This thing would have been probably 7 to 8 foot tall and probably the width of the doorway and a half. It was massive. It was a light grey colour. I thought I was seeing things. She thought she was seeing things. We stopped dead. But she said, I think I saw something. And I said, yeah. You describe what you saw. And she described exactly what I saw, so we both saw it. Because if I'd only seen it, I would have thought, oh, you know, and the eyes are playing tricks on me. But the funny thing was, it looked like it was floating across the track. Like there was no head movement, if that makes sense. And where it went across the track into the bush, it was really thick bush. We should have heard it, but we didn't hear it. And that's when we scarped out of there as well, like we turned and hightailed out. And as we're walking out, she said, look, we've got to go. And I thought, well, she's seen what I've seen. And sure enough, as we're walking out, she's telling me exactly what I saw. And she saw it from the start of one side of the track to the other. And I saw it from about halfway across the track. But like I say, when you're walking, your head's moving. But this thing, the head appeared to be at the same level. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like you couldn't see it actually taking any actual steps or anything like that.
No.
And that kind of goes hand in hand with a lot of stories that you hear about Yowie encounters and Bigfoot encounters,
yes,
where people see them walking but they don't actually hear them walking. So
no.
I find that quite believable, and it makes a lot of sense.
And there's a couple of people I've read as well, and their stories, the same thing. These things float. You know, it was a sight to behold, mate. I tell you, I've never seen anything so big. I couldn't even put a weight scale on it. Like, it was massive.
Did you ever feel in danger?
Yes. Yep. As soon as you get out of the car in this certain area, you get either a feeling of it's all right or a sense of dread. we've had a sense of dread probably three or four times don't come in. Right, and we've gone to go in, and rocks have come flying through the trees at us, like in front of us.
And do you think that's a act of aggression, or do you think that's kind of just trying to give you a little bit of a move along of kind of, this is my territory, you are in it, I need you to get out?
Yeah, I think the latter. Yep. So we don't push it. We just turn around and head out. And like as I say, Cade, like we've had these things we feel within 10 to 15 feet of us, and we got high-powered torches, and we just can't see these things.
Do you think there's a reason for that? Do you think there's maybe a paranormal aspect to the creature?
Well, that's where I'm confused. The one I saw up on the ridge, the part of the one I saw up on the ridge looked flesh and blood to me, okay? Now, the one that crossed the track, the way it glided across the track, to me, it was paranormal. But you could see it as plain as day, where the torchlight from it was a light grey, you know, but it went across the track into the bush. We should have heard it going through the bush.
And do you think these two creatures were the same creature? Or from the same species, at least?
I reckon they're the same breed, yeah. But the one up on the ridge, the light tan one, was nowhere near as big as the light grey one we saw. And another time there, we're walking down, we got as far as the creek again, and probably 50 yards ahead of us, bang, something pushed over a big palm tree. Now, there was no wind or anything, and this palm tree come crashing down, and we thought, well, is that another sign to get out of here? Like, this area we have been going to is pretty active. You know, they had probably been out there 40 times, and out of that 40 times, we've probably had action about 30. We've either had rocks or stalking. And another time out there, there was eight of us going down the track, and probably 100 yards behind us from where we just walked, we'd heard a bird getting ripped to shreds.
And, oh, wow.
Yeah, and we thought, well, we'll see what goes on when we come back around, because it's like a big circuit. We came back, and there was just white bird feathers everywhere, all over the track. Right, no bird. Now, this is an...
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Area where we've seen the odd potoroo and nothing else. You know, there's just no wildlife out there.
And there's definitely no predatory creatures in that area that will do this type of damage to a bird.
No, and this bird was just ripped to pieces, mate. Now, we never found the body. All we found was a whole heap of feathers, all on the track.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and this is just one spot. We go to probably three good hot spots. And mainly the spot I'm telling you about now is just mainly rock throwing and stalking. And another time there, we took a guy out and we were just standing in the car park, and probably the start of the track was probably 30 yards away. And we're just there talking, and next thing, see a rock come out of the bushes, like, didn't see the actual spot where it was thrown, but this rock come and hit this guy fair in the knee, and I saw every bit of it. Like, it was phenomenal. Like, it was like a ghost had walked up and thrown this rock at this guy's leg.
Oh, wow.
It's a mind-blowing area, mate, I'm telling you. And then the last time we went out, we went to another spot. It's called the Gantry. It's an old sawmill setup. A few listeners might know where I'm talking about. And we're walking across the clearing, like it's like a barbecue area, to the tree line. And probably got about 30 yards from the tree line. Next thing, all hell breaks loose in the tree line. This thing's shaking trees and snapping branches. This is about 9 o'clock at night. So we went, I've got a GoPro set up on the top of my torch, right? So we go, three of us went running over to see what the story was. And then next thing, we saw this massive white eye moving off further away from us into the thick bush. It was like it had its head half turned looking at us as it was going. But yeah, it was, we disrupted it. I don't know what was going on in there, but it was going ballistic.
Yeah, wow. That's, it definitely does sound like you've got a bit of a hotspot going on down that way. And
this area is full on.
Yeah, and before we actually hit record, you were telling me that the sightings are getting more prominent, and you said they're actually getting closer to suburban areas.
Yeah, yeah. And another time there, a guy sent me an audio. He sleeps during the day and he's up all night. He's got back issues and that, and he's sitting on his back veranda. This is at a place called Malula. And he heard these strange grunting, growling noises about 2 o'clock in the morning. So the next night he set up his audio. He thought, I'll record this. And sure enough, two massive grunts. Like, I said, how far away do you reckon they were? He reckoned about half a kilometre. And that's how loud it was. And next thing you hear, I've got the audio of it. Next thing you hear, the dog's going berserk. This is about 2 o'clock in the morning. And I sort of said, well, what area do you think it was coming from? Now, there's an old, what they call an old rail tunnel at Malula. He was saying it coming from over in that direction. Now, one of the guys, well, the guy who runs the Sunshine Coast Yowie Research had a sighting there of his own probably, I think, about 7 or 8 years ago in that area. But the vocals on this thing, whatever it was pretty full on. Just two massive grunts.
I'm going to ask you a pretty open-ended question here, Ron, but how many Yowies do you think are around that area? Because it sounds like there's a fair few, mate.
Mate, the Sunshine Coast is probably the second hottest spot besides the Gold Coast. Like, we got a lot of hinterland up here, and that there's so many places they can go and move around freely without being spotted. And I had a bit of a funny incident. Oh, it would have been probably 7 or 8 years ago out of Biwa State Forest. I was riding the trail bike around. I'd just come out onto Roy's Road, and a couple of rangers were coming down the road, and they pulled me over because my bike was unregistered. And, like, the area where I was riding, it was really thick pine forest, and nearly had that headlight on as you were going in there in the daylight. And I sort of got chatting with him, and I said, oh, mate, it's pretty creepy in there. And the pair of them said to me, you wouldn't believe what goes on in here, mate. And I said, you know.
Really?
Yeah, I said, you want to elaborate? And they said, no, we can't do that. And jumped in the car and drove off.
Why do you think they couldn't elaborate on that? Do you think they've been forced to silence themselves about something?
Yeah, I'd say so. You know, this sort of thing got out in mainstream by reputable people like rangers and police. And that, I think it'd be, I don't think you'd get anyone going in the forest.
Yeah, and no, I know I wouldn't be, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's, You've got to see it to believe it, Kate. I'm telling you, like it really is mind blowing, truly. And I thought after I've seen this second one, I thought, well, that's enough for me. I don't need to prove to myself that they're there. But I keep coming back.
What happened to your mindset after you saw your first Yowie or had the first experience with a Yowie?
Well, you got to I sort of try and rule things out, but you can't. You know, oh, was I seeing things? Could have been this, could have been that. No, they're there. You know, like I've got a couple of friends who know, who have got Aboriginal friends, okay? And I've asked them to ask their friends about the Yowie, and both of them have come back to me and said, no, they don't want to talk about
it. Oh, really?
It's in their history, and they just don't want to know about it. But I did get a bit of an insight from her on one of the girls who said that they come in and out of portals.
Kind of like another dimension or something like that.
Yeah. This come from an Aboriginal woman, and they appear and disappear at will. And that thinking about the one I saw coming across the track. You know, like I don't know for certain what they are or whatever. All I can say is what I saw, and I still can't make head or tail of it.
Do you think that one was potentially going into another portal? And maybe just in our sense of reality, we couldn't see what that portal was.
Well, you know where I told you where we lose power. This would have been probably 100 yards past that area.
Yeah, right. And have you ever gone back and done more investigation around that area by any chance?
We try to get out there once a month. But there's a couple of other areas we focus on as well. And we had a beauty one night up at a place called Mapleton in the Mapleton State Forest probably 6 months ago. We sent two of the guys down a track, and me and the lady stayed up at the car park, and we had five of them around us up in the car park.
Five Yowies?
Five Yowies.
How did you feel?
Well, we were right next to the car, mate. We had to get in the car. We were off. And the two guys, we used walkie-talkies, okay? And the two guys who'd gone further down this other track radioed back and said they had one stalking them about 40 yards behind them. And whatever it was, they said it was huge. They could hear it crunching through the tree line. And they stopped, it had stopped. And it was getting closer and closer. So they just sat there and waited for this thing to get a visual. And it just stayed out of range. And then we had to radio them back. We had two to our right, another one in front of us, another one to the left, and another one just across the road, shaking the daylights out of a tree. Now, as we're shining the torch through, all we're getting was big red eyes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that was a pretty scary night, that one. And we radioed these guys and said, look, you've got to get back here because we've got these things all around us. And they got back up.
What do you do in a situation like that?
We just stand there with the torch shining all around, and we're lucky to be in close proximity to the car, make sure the car's unlocked. So if you got to get in there, you can get in quick. It was like they were just observing us, you know what I mean? But the one across the road was shaking the daylights out of a tree. So I don't know what the intentions were there, but the others were more or less just creeping up on us, and you know what I mean, and just hanging probably 40 yards away from where we were in the car. And another night up there, we just more or less pulled up and got out of the car, and something was smashing the daylights out of a tree. We counted 28 hits in a row on this tree.
Oh, wow.
Further down the track, it was just smashing the daylights out of it. Just one after another, bang, 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 bang. And this is probably, we're probably about 3 kilometres from the nearest houses, right? We're at the start of this forest walk.
That's getting close to people's livelihoods there, isn't it?
Oh, mate, that's what I mean. These things were getting pretty close. And another time out there, me and this other guy were walking down another track, And as we're walking down, it's straight ahead to the left. We were probably 100 yards from whatever it was. Another one belt in the daylight down of a tree. As we were getting closer, it was hitting the tree harder. And then another one started off directly to our left, hitting the tree as well. And I said to this guy, I said, mate, I'm not going any further. It's like, this is a warning. Get the hell out of there. So we turned around and got out of there, but they were just smashing the daylights out of these trees. Like that. People talk about tree knocks. What we were listening to were tree bashings. It was like you were a tree with a bit of Fulby too. And then we get back up to the car park where two of the other guys were, and they were hearing like monkey noises, like chimpanzee noises around them.
They were hearing the chatter that you sometimes hear.
Yeah. They were hearing that up in the car park, but that wasn't what was going on with us. So where we were probably 500 metres from the car. So there was two of them down where we were, and whatever was up the top was one or two chattering.
That's absolutely amazing, Ron. I mean, some of these encounters, they're quite terrifying, mate.
We've had some incredible situations with them, I'm telling you. Like, and another time in the same area, we were walking down this track. The track's about as wide as a two-car driveway, you know what I mean? And we get down to the bottom, and it's probably a good 500-600 metre walk, and there's a big open area. And we counted, we lost count. Probably we counted about 30 of all different sized branches jammed into the ground, right? And I spoke to a guy on another site, an admin on another site. I said, have you ever come across this? And he said, yeah, they're territorial markers, and they'll tell you how many are there. I said, well, mate, you've got a heap of them down here. I'd say between 35 and 40 of these, all different branches jammed into the ground. Now, we pulled a couple out. Some of them jammed anything up to 6 to 8 inches into the ground. We pulled a couple out and we couldn't even get an inch into the ground.
So something pretty powerful had to be doing that then.
Oh, exactly, yeah. And we know for a fact, we haven't seen a visual of one up there. We've just heard them. And the way this thing was smashing the tree, mate, I wouldn't have liked to have looked at it, I'm telling you. It was huge. And if there's any more than 30 in this area, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, it definitely does sound like you've got a bit of a hot spot down that area. And I want to thank you for coming on and sharing these encounters, because they are absolutely unreal. They're quite amazing.
If you're down here, I'd love to take you out there, because it'll just blow you away.
Now, just before we finish up, Ron, what do you think a Yowie is? Because no one really knows, so I think you might be one of the better people to ask with the huge amount of encounters that you've had with them. What do you believe a Yowie is?
Well, the people I've spoken to reckon there's, well, one lady I was speaking to the other day has another Aboriginal friend, and he was telling her there's three types. You've got the small one, like the 4 to 5 footer, which is a Junjie. Then you've got one about 6 foot tall, and then you've got one between 10 and 12 foot tall, he was saying. And she didn't say what he actually thought they were, but me personally, I'm still up in the air. What I've seen, one of them I'll swear blind was flesh and blood. The second one, mate, I couldn't say it was, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, absolutely does.
But then, you know, you get a ghost that bloody appears and starts smashing the daylights out of trees. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, and to be honest, I really don't think anyone does, Ron. And, I mean, that's kind of why we're out here doing the things that we do. So, you know, hopefully we can get more of an idea about what's going on out there in the bushes and, you know, find out. One day we might find out what the Yowie is.
Yeah, well, I think it's only a matter of time, mate, and somebody will have crystal clear pick.
And that's going to do it for tonight. And remember, if you have had an encounter, get in touch with me. My email address is believe@ccradio.com.au, or you can message me on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/believeUFO radio. Until next time, stay safe, and you've been listening to Believe, Australian Paranormal and UFO Radio.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.